Okay, we're up to Kufei Omer Aleph, the middle of the Omer. This Maisa is brought down in a Medrash in a lot more details than it is over here. The Gemara says that a city came and asked for a Rav. So I don't remember who the Amora was, but the Shiva sent Levi ben Sisi. He was the person who was sent to be the Rav there, and they built a big bima for him, and they put him up on the bima, and they didn't have a Rav for a long time. They had three questions to ask him, two in Halacha and one in Agada. They asked him the questions, and he didn't have what to answer. So that night he got embarrassed, and he ran back to his yeshiva. In the morning, the yeshiva sees he's there. He asks, "What are you doing? I sent you there to be the Rav in that city." He said, "They built a big bima for me, and they asked me three questions. I didn't know what to tell them. So I came back. I'm embarrassed." So he said, "You don't know the answers to those questions? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss." He said, "Yeah, I knew the answer to this one. This, why don't you tell them?" He said, "I'll tell you the truth." He said, "When they built this big bima and they put me on it, I forgot all the learning I ever learned. And that's why I didn't know. Now I know again." So my Shiver of Gifter asked, he said, "The Maisa, the Gaiva that Levi ben Sisi had is infinitesimal compared to what we have. So why don't we forget our learning? How do we remember learning?" So he said that if you're in a bright light, and you walk into a regular room, you get blinded, can't see. Right? Mashain Cain, if you're in the cellar and you walk into a regular room, you see very nicely. So if you're always like that, it doesn't affect your learning. But if you're sometimes on a very high madrega, and then all of a sudden something happens, even a small amount of that gaiva, then it takes away the learning. Okay, so the Gemara says, Levi Nofik L'Kraisa. It just wasn't that Levi went out to the outlying cities. He was sent there to be the Rav. Bo Minei, so they asked him the questions that they were waiting for so long to ask. Three questions. Gidemis Mao Shetachlot, right? A woman who has no hands. So can she be cholate with her mouth? Can she take the shoe off with her teeth? Undo the shoelace with her teeth? She can't do it with her hands. Yevoma Shirokik Odam Mahu. What if when she spit, instead of spit came out blood? Spit blood. Aval Agid Lechoes Harashum Biksav Emes, Michlal Dik Ksav Sheinu Emes. It says in the Pasuk that I'll tell you as Harashum Biksav Emes. The Malach told that in Shamayim, right, I'll tell you what is written by Emes. Mashma that there's Ksav by Shamayim, it's not Emes. What does that mean? Lohavi Biyodi, he didn't know the answer. Osa Shoel Be Medrisha. So he went to ask in the Beis Medrash what Takad Halach is in these strings. Omrulei Miksi V'cholts Biyad, doesn't say any words that she has to be cholets Biyad. Umiksi V'yorka Rok, it doesn't say that she has to spit. Aval Agid V'cho HaRoshim B'Ksav Emes V'chiyesh Ksav She'eno Emes L'Kasha Tan B'Gzardin She'eshi Moshvua Tan B'Gzardin She'eni Moshvua. Where the Gzardin has a Shvua with it, then it's going to have to happen no matter what, it's emes. But if it was a gzar din without a shvua, there it could change. So it's not necessarily going to be what's going to be. Could change. Kirav Shmuel Bar Ami, the Omer of Shmuel Bar Ami, Omer of Yochanan, Omer of Yonason, Minayin the gzar din sheyeshi moshvua sheinu miskareya. How do you know a gzar din that has a shvua never can be altered? Shenemar, it doesn't get torn up. That the Rabban Shem made a shvua that the oven of Beis Eli will never be nischaper, not the zevach, not the mincha, because part of their aveira was that they held up the karbonos of held up women from being able to bring their karbonos and go home to their husbands. So it's just like they violated these women. That's what the pasuk says, and they used to grab the karbanos in a not nice way. So since the aveira was with the karbanos can't ein kateger nasa saneger. The karbanos now can't be machaper for them. See Rashi till here. Mao shetachlos b'shineha. Oh, a woman who has no hands, can she make chalitza with her teeth? Yivama shiroka kodam mahu mi havi chalitza malyasa. Right, since it's not spit that she's spitting, but blood, is that good or not? Aval agid lecha mikrohu b'daniel. It's a pasuk in Daniel. Shamalach omer lo agid lecha eskol hanigzer b'shamayim v'roshim b'ksavu emes. I'll tell everything that is inscribed in the heavens, that's emes. Michlal deika b'shamayim ksav deino emes bitmiya. It means in Shemayim there's some kind of ksav, it's not emes. Tomorrow says miksi v'yorka rok to lahavi mashma delo yehei shom ela rok. Right, it doesn't say she has to spit that would nasha only that, but if there's also dam, we'll see that there's also spit too. Whenever there's dam, there's spit too. The yorka stomach si v'afilu rok v'dover acher, even if it's rok and something else. The hachanami efshar below tzichtuche rok. It's impossible. The Gemara will discuss how it's impossible. But if she spits the right way, it's impossible. There shouldn't be some saliva too. B'ksav emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amso mekaimo. Ve'eno chozer mevatlo. K'sav emes means where there's a shvua, and then it for sure is going to happen, and it'll come out that it was emes. But if it's not with a shvua, it's possible that it'll be rescinded. Omar Rava Rashi says Rava Garcina v'lo Garcina v'Omar Rava. Omar Rava, and the Gersa of Rashi is Rava, and Tosus Gersa we'll see is Rava. Omar and our Gemara says Rava. Omar Rava, but Rashi's Gersa is Rava. The Zevach uve Mincha inu Meschaper av a Meschaper who be Divrei Torah. Right, it's not Meschaper b'Zevach uve Mincha. We explained one of the reasons why. But it could be Meschaper b'Divrei Torah. Another reason why Zevach and Mincha won't help is because what B'nai Eli did was a Chilul Hashem. And Chilul Hashem there's no kapara for. Except the Shari Tshuva says that Kiddush Hashem can be Mechaper on Chilul Hashem and Divrei Torah can be Mechaper on Chilul Hashem. Even though it says it won't be Meschaper ad to Musul, but there are two exceptions. Torah and Kiddush Hashem can be Mechaper on Chilul Hashem. So Zevach and Mincha won't help because it was a Chilul Hashem. But Torah will. Chob and Divrei Torah. Abaya Omer b'Zevach u'Mincha in Meschaper of Meschaper b'Gemilas Chasadim. Gemilas Chasadim, right, is also an open, maybe sometimes a Kiddush Hashem also is Meschaper. The Yechet of Bnei Eli. Rabba v'Abaya m'Dibes Eli Kosu. Here again, it's Rabba according to Tosfos and Rava according to Rashi. Rava, Vaishaila Rava, what's it called? Tosa says that Rava was not a Kohen. So he didn't come from Beis Eli. Rabba was a Kohen. So he came from Beis Eli. Others say that it couldn't have been Rava, because Rava and Abaya were children at the same time. And it says that Rava died before Abaya. And it says that Rava lived 40 years and Abaya lived 60 years. He couldn't have died before Abaya, but they were children at the same time. So they bring a raya that it has to be Rava, not Rava. But according to Rashi, I don't know what he does with the second raya, but the first one, he doesn't have to be a Kohen. There's a shaila whether the klola of Des Eli was only on the fathers or even on the mothers. If it was on the mothers, there's no kasha, and the Rava wasn't a Kohen. Okay. So it says, Rabba v'abayim midibes eli kosi, Rabba the osik v'torah chaya arboim shnim, right? The Rabba who was osik v'torah lived 40 years, Abaya the osik v'torah uve gemilas chasodim chaya shisin shonim, and Abaya lived 60 years. Okay, Rashi. Omar Rava garsin v'lo garsin vi Omar Rava. No Rashi. Okay, Tan Rabbanim. Mishpocha achas hoysa birushalayim shoyu meisim kiven shmones v'shona. It says that they by the Klala Beis Eli, it says they'll die Ish. They weren't an Ish until 18 years old when you're ready to get married. That's Ki Yikach Ish Isha. Bo Valdios Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. They told Rabbi Zakkai, this family has something terrible about it. All the people are dying at 18 years old. Omer Lohem, Shem Mishpachas Eli Atem. Maybe Taka, you trace your lineage back to Eli. When they become anoshim, they'll die. L'chu v'isku v'torah v'tichyu. Right, so go and be moser nefesh for Torah, and you'll live. And they call the family on the name of Yochanan ben Zakkai, and from here you see that you can call a name on the living people too.
Why not 20 years old? Why 18?
Because Ben Shimon Nesrei was good for.
But Ben Oshim is 20.
What? No, but that's only certain kind of onshim, and that's only what's it called? It could be only kares or only things that are not mefurish an onish or whatever. But an onish mefurish could be even before that. Okay. People get punished even after bar mitzvah. They get punished for everything they do. Right. So it's, what that means that until 20, Vezin Shalmala is pashas not with onshim that are mafurish, but stam. Chatoyim, the people, they're not real chatoyim that have onshim. But for then, Vezin Shalmala, they don't punish a person, stam those kind of onshim.
How do we know that Yochanan is still alive?
How do you know he's still alive? Because it's mashma that the next generation, 18 years later, maybe they came to him when he was already 18 years before his death, 17 years, maybe. I hear. Could be. But Pashas, he was still alive after this. He lived 120 years. So. Okay. Omer of Shmuel bar Unya, Omer Rav. Minayin l'gzar din shal tzibur she'eno nechtam. Right? How do you know l'gzar din on a tzibur is never final? Verses eino nechtam v'akshiv kiim techabsi b'neser v'tir b'loch boris nechtam avol nech l'fonai. It's talking about the tzibur. And it says that it's finished. It's sealed. Eliminayin shafilu nechta miskareya. Even if it's sealed, it could still be torn up. Shneamar mikashem elokeinu bechol koreinu elov. Whenever we call to him, it's possible that he'll rescind the gzera. I voksiv dirshu Hashem bihimotzo. Not bechol koreinu, not any time, but only when he's found. The matzah is times he's not found. This, the times that are possible and times that aren't possible, that tefillah could help. Vokasha. Ha b'yachid ha b'tzibur. B'yachid, there's special times, and b'tzibur is all the time. Yachid emas, and when's the special times for the yachid? Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua, Elu asor yom shvein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. These are the 10 days that are between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, meaning counting Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur also. Sholchu leil avua de Shmuel. Yavoma shirochi kodam tachlots. Lefi she'ief shiladam balot sechtzuach rok. Right, it's impossible to spit blood that there shouldn't be some spit, and since it doesn't say the yorka roke, which would mean only roke, as long as there's some roke, even if there's dam also, it's okay. Meisve, yochol yehei dam hayotzi mipiv umipi ha'ama tame, tamad lomer zovo tame, ve'ein dam hayotzi mipiv umipi ha'ama tame, ela tohar. It says that if a zov, the mayonos of a zav, is his meiraglayim, right, his urine, his saliva, all those are matame. Okay? But what happens if he has blood coming out of his ama, or blood coming out of his mouth? So that's not the liquids that are matame. What do you see? That if there could never be blood without saliva, then there's saliva too, it should be tame. And you see that it's possible blood without saliva. So how can you say whenever she's yorick and we see blood that there's vada saliva also? It's not the case. Lokasha kan b'motzetzes kan b'shoses. It depends how she spits. Where she draws the blood, right? Sucks the blood out of her teeth and then spits. There has to be some saliva. When the blood just flows out of her mouth, then there doesn't have to be saliva. Rashi. Bihimotzo mashma she'ein motzi b'choleis mashma dirshu Hashem bihimotzo, when you can find him, but there's times he can't be found. Tachlots v'lo tishyabi mo di ifshalo alayu. Right, she has chalit. If she was roke, then she can't get yibum anymore, and she's posel for yibum, and the Masha from Rashi, the chalitza is not a good chalitza completely to be matter her. She has to spit again. But Lamaisa, it's enough to passel her from Yibum. Yochol yehei dam hayotze mipiv tomei kerok, the dam hayotze mipi amosel tomei kezovo v'kirio, Umeme raglov shehein mayonosov shelzov utmeim tumas chamura motzetzes efshar below tshichsuch erok, where she sucks the blood out, it's impossible if that there shouldn't be some saliva, but where the blood just drips out, there it's possible it should be without without saliva. Okay. Right. Okay. The Tosa says that originally they asked the kasha of what's it called, Yivama Shirokika, what's a shaila is, and later on he found this brisa that says if she's Rokika Dam, that tachlots. Okay. That you can't have yubla anymore, only chalitza. Okay. They had the same, so it says one died before the other. There's a Gemara that says that Rava outlived Abaye.
Yeah.
Right? So it can't be that Rava died before Abaye. Rava died at 40 and Abaye died at 60. Because the Gemara says over there that Rava died before, after Abaye. Rava outlived Abaye.